Gallup, Most GOP Voters Say Migration Damages U.S. Economy. By Neil Monroe on July 14, 2023. Two-thirds of GOP voters believe the nation's economy is made worse by legal and illegal migration, Gallup reported on July 13. The 64% share of GOP votes who say the economy is made worse by migration is five times larger than the 14% share who say migration makes the economy better, Gallup reported. The 5-to-1 split also creates a 50-point gap between the party's two wings, which can be described as employees and employers, or populists and business libertarians, or voters and donors. In contrast, most Democrat voters have followed the path demanded by their investor-backed leaders, despite the growing damage to white-collar, blue-collar, and black Democrats. So Gallup reported that 62% of Democrats say migration makes the economy better while 17% say it makes the economy worse. Those numbers show a plus 46-point pro-migration gap in the nation's left-wing party, said Gallup's June 1 to 22 poll. Gallup's overall result matches other polls that show a plurality of the public now say migration makes their nation worse off. Nationwide, Gallup's data says Americans split evenly, 39% to 38%, on whether migration benefits the nation, even though polls show the public underestimates the scale of migration. The rising opposition is fueled by the public recognition that migration shifts wealth from millions of ordinary Americans toward older investors living in coastal states. GOP voters' optimistic views on migration and the economy only began to fall in 2017. That downturn came as the party's voters overrode the business-backed GOP leaders and installed immigration skeptic Donald Trump as party chief and then president. Since 2017, the GOP voters' views have grown to the 5-point worst score reported by Gallup. Watch, immigrants make camp, scatter belongings and trash in police stations around Chicago. The voters' views about the economy have created a huge, and also skewed, partisan gap in support for more or less migration, Gallup said. The parties had broadly similar internal splits over migration from roughly 1993 up to 2012 when President Barack Obama openly sided with pro-migration groups during his 2012 re-election. Since then, most Democrats have supported more migration. But GOP voters have firmly turned against more migration in recent years, leaving the party with a massive 63-point advantage for the less migration faction, Gallup reported. Currently, 73% of Republicans, matching the prior high from 1995, want immigration decreased, while 10% want it increased, meaning their net preference for more immigration is minus 63. By contrast, 40% of Democrats want it increased, while just 18% want it decreased, a plus 22 net preference score. The negative view of migration among nearly all GOP voters has largely blocked donor demands for more migration. But the donor's economic clout has also blocked the voters' demands for a reduction in migration. The populist opposition to migration is being voiced by top GOP legislators, including Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., and Senator Marco Rubio, R.F.L. This country has prioritized the importation of cheap labor, including legal cheap labor, Rubio wrote in his 2023 book. The book is titled, Decades of Decadence, How Our Spoiled Elites Blew America's Inheritance of Liberty, Security, and Prosperity. The two parties' supporters disagree about many aspects of migration. Swing voting independents, many of whom care little about migration, have drifted towards a modestly minus 12-point view against migration. Independents still tilt negative, with 27% wanting it increased and 39% increased, or minus 12, while 32% say present level, Gallup reported. But that swing voter skepticism is not being mobilized by GOP leaders. Their passivity is caused by the major GOP donors who strongly oppose a pocketbook pitch to voters who feel pressured in Biden's high migration, low-wage economy. Extraction migration. The federal government has long operated an unpopular economic policy of extraction migration. This colonialism-like policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries, reduces beneficial trade, and uses the imported workers, renters, and consumers to grow Wall Street and the economy. The migrant inflow has successfully forced down Americans' wages and also boosted rents and housing prices. The inflow has also pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors and contributed to the rising death rate of poor Americans. The lethal policy also sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. The population inflow also reduces the political clout of native-born Americans, because the population replacement allows elites to divorce themselves from the needs and interests of ordinary Americans. Flashback: migrants refuse to leave NYC hotel, demand taxpayers give them permanent homes. In many speeches, President Joe Biden's border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas, says he is building a mass migration system to deliver workers to wealthy employers and investors and equity to poor foreigners. The nation's border laws are subordinate to elite opinion about the values of our country, Mayorkas claims. Migration, and especially labor migration, is unpopular among swing voters. A 54% majority of Americans say Biden is allowing a southern border invasion, according to an August 2022 poll commissioned by the left-of-center National Public Radio, NPR. The 54% invasion majority included 76% of Republicans, 46% of independents, and even 40% of Democrats.